This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Balinder Shah holds discussions with the heads of security agencies on the Dewansganj incident in Sunsari. All party meeting convened at the call of RSP chair Ravi Lamichani urges the public to maintain social harmony. Cabinet approves presentation of 9 bills in parliament. 3 people killed after being hit by a truck in Kapilvastu. 3 others die while cleaning a septic tank in Bake. And thousands in Spain return home, but new heatwave raises wildfire fears. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balinder Shah has received a thorough security briefing on recent incident in Sunsari. The chiefs of security agencies apprised Prime Minister Shah of peace and security status. The Prime Minister had separate meetings with Inspector General of Nepal Police Dan Bahadur Karki and Inspector General of the Armed Police Force Naren Datta Podel. According to Prime Minister's press and research expert Deepa Dahal, the Prime Minister garnered detailed information about the latest situation, security challenges and potential risk in Sunsari. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung was also present during the briefing. On the occasion, the Prime Minister directed the chiefs of security agencies to immediately bring the situation in Sunsari under control, ensure the safety of individuals' property and keep a vigilance of the elements that try to disrupt social harmony. The Prime Minister issued clear instructions not to compromise on any sort of issues, but to maintain peace and security by mobilizing both security agencies and maintaining high alertness. Meanwhile, the government has incorporated 2 more members to the committee formed to investigate the Sunsari incident. According to Home Minister spokesperson Ananda Kafle, the secretary-level decision at the ministry appointed Inspector of Police Deepesh Awasthi and Deputy Superintendent of Police Mohan Singh Dhami as the members so that they could also look after the ballistic and forensic issues. The government had formed a 5-member committee under the coordination of Joint Secretary at Home Ministry Bhupendra Thapa on Monday to conduct a probe into the incident. The ministry has directed the probe committee to submit its report as soon as possible. The All Party meeting held today at Simha Darbar has expressed serious concern over the sensitive incidents took place in Sunsari and other districts of the country and the resulting untoward situations and has appealed to maintain social harmony and peace. The All Party meeting was convened at the call of the ruling Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP chairperson Ravi Lamichani. The all-party meeting issued a 7-point joint statement drawing the attention of the government to normalize the situation, conduct a fair investigation of the incident, take legal action against the guilty and provide the victims with appropriate compensation and relief. Similarly, it highlighted that Nepal's identity lies in unity amid diversity, tolerance and coexistence and urged ordinary citizens not to engage in any undesirable activities or provocations that would disrupt social harmony. The all-party meeting appealed to the citizens to exercise restraint as enragement and clashes will only complicate problems rather than solve them. The government has granted approval for presenting various 9 bills in the parliament. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held today at the Simha Darbar decided to give approval to present a bill to amend the Remuneration, Conditions of Service and Facilities of the Authorities of Constitutional Bodies Act 2063 Bikram Sambat, bill to amend and integrate the laws related to mines and minerals, bill to make provisions related to control of infectious animal diseases, and bill to amend the Passport Act 2076 Bikram Sambat before the Federal Parliament. Also, approval has been given to present the bill on human trafficking and transportation control, First Amendment bill related to prohibition and regulation of child labour, bill to make provisions regarding domestic air service obligations, bill to amend the Reconciliation Act 2068 Bikram Sambat and bill to amend the Employees Provident Fund Act 2019 Bikram Sambat to the Parliament. The meeting also decided to appoint the Director General of the Department of Money Laundering Investigation or an officer designated by the DG as an investigation officer for foreign exchange related offences. Similarly, Minister for Education and Sports and and government spokesperson Sushmit Pokhrel said the cabinet decided to nominate Khetraj Dahal from Sindhuli as member of the management committee of the troubled cooperative. According to him, today's cabinet meeting has also approved the Technical Education and Vocational Training Council Sixth Amendment Regulations 2083 Bikram Sambad. President Ramchandra Pawadel was called on by President of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party Rabi Lami Thane today. President Rabi Lami Thane reached the office of the President at Chitlimas and met President Pawadel, according to the President's Secretariat. On the occasion, the RSP President briefed the head of the state about the contemporary and current political scenario as well as the all-party meeting called to hold discussion on Sunsari incident. Proposed Chief Election Commissioner Man Bahadur Karge has presented his plan to devise legal provisions regarding the cancellation of registration of political parties that do not take part in the election. Presenting his work plan to the Federal Parliament Steering Committee today, proposed Chief Election Commissioner Karge suggested encouraging non-participating parties to merge and introducing a legal provision for a no-vote option. He also stressed the need for effective voter education to reduce invalid votes. Karge proposed establishing a secure interconnected data center to prevent duplication of voter lists and said strengthening free, fair, independent and credible elections should remain the top priority through electoral reforms. Three people, including a 12-year-old boy, were killed after a truck hit a motorcycle, a pedestrian and a cyclist in Maharajganj municipality of Kapilvastu district on Wednesday. Police identified the victims as 12-year-old Ananda Kashyap, 75-year-old Bholar Kurmi and 45-year-old Vijay Kumar Gupta. The incident is under investigation. Meanwhile, three men died while clearing debris from an under-construction septic tank in Koholpur of Banke district. Police suspect they suffocated inside the tank. Banke's deputy superintendent of police Prateet Singh Rathore said among the deceased are 41-year-old Kalu Tharu, 26-year-old Prakash Tharu and 34-year-old Birza Tharu from Koholpur Municipality 3. The bodies have been recovered and sent to Bheri Hospital in Nepalganj for post-mortem examination. Chief Executive Officer of the Asia Pacific Institute for Broadcasting Development, AIBD, Philomena Nana Pragasam paid a courteous call on Minister for Information and Communication, Dr. Bikram Timol Sina, at the ministry today. The meeting discussed the development of the communication sector, the role of community radio, media laws, ongoing reforms and preparations for the 24th AIBD conference to be held in Nepal. Minister Dr. Timol Sina said the regional conference would help strengthen the communication sector through the exchange of expertise. He stressed the need to enhance the accountability, professionalism and sustainability of mainstream media amid the rapid growth of digital media and citizen journalism. AIBD CEO said, radio remains a powerful medium in South Asia and with Nepal's community radio network playing a remarkable role in reaching rural communities. UNICEF representative to Nepal, Alice Akunga, paid a courteous call on Minister for Women, Children, Gender and Sexual Minorities and Social Security, Sida Padi, at the ministry today. The meeting discussed women's and children's rights, child protection, social security, gender equality, ending child marriage and strengthening community-based services. Both sides also reviewed ongoing Nepal government UNICEF programs and future areas of cooperation. Minister Badi said the government was implementing policies to improve the lives of women, children and vulnerable communities. Akunga reaffirmed UNICEF's commitment to strengthening its partnership with Nepal to promote child rights, education, nutrition, social security and a safe childhood. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
Videsh gaye pari chinta ki na garde
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming lene
jaha bhaye pari paunu ho saami sangai
कॉल गर्नुस् डेटा चलाउनुस् संसार भरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेसनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारू गर्न *14 *7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The last rites of senior Nepali Congress leader and former Deputy Prime Minister Gopal Man Shrestha were performed at Pashupati Aryaghat today. Earlier, Nepali Congress President Gagan Kumar Thapa dropped the party flag over Shrestha's body and paid tribute at the party headquarters in Sanipa, where leaders from the Nepali Congress and other political parties gathered to offer their final respects. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Spanish authorities have allowed thousands of people evacuated because of wildfires to return to their homes after restrictions were lifted in the areas of Toledo, Madrid, Avila and Castellón. According to the BBC, in the Madrid region alone, 24,000 people have been told they can return and lockdowns on another 20,000 have been lifted. Spain and France are both pressed for the start of the fourth heat wave so far this summer and some fires have continued to burn, including one at Burgohondo, 150 km west of Madrid. In southwest France, the largest fires in the Gironde region are described as still stabilized despite several flare-ups. However, officials warn of dry winds and temperatures of up to 41 degrees Celsius. The mayor of Le Barbe, southwest of Bordeaux, Bladine Sarrazin, warned that the situation was getting harder after two fires had broken out the day before and said everyone had to be hyper-vigilant. 16 departments or districts are under orange heatwave alert, including in the Lands area further south. Japan's southwestern Kyushu region has had more than 100 aftershocks since it was struck on Tuesday by a powerful earthquake which left at least 13 people dead. According to the BBC, many others were said to be in cardiopulmonary arrest, a term often used in preliminary reports in Japan before a death is officially confirmed. In searing heat, serious rescue crews are digging through the rubble at a paper factory and a shopping mall in Kumamoto Prefecture looking for trapped survivors. The mall suffered an explosion in the hour after the quake struck. Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi warned it was truly a race against time to rescue those trapped. Thousands are in evacuation centers and many are without power. The Japan Meteorological Agency is urging residents to be alert for the possibility of strong aftershocks, public broadcaster NHK reported. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or snow at a few places in the Himalayan region. Light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the hilly region. There is also a chance of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at a few places in the Tarai region. There is also a chance of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of Koshi Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this weather, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds discussions with the heads of security agencies on the Dewangans incident in Sunsari. All-party meeting convened at the call of RSP Chair Ravi Lamisani urges the public to maintain social harmony. Cabinet approves presentation of 9 bills in Parliament. 3 people killed after being hit by a truck in Kapilvastu. 3 others died while cleaning a septic tank in Bake. And thousands in Spain return home, but new heat wave raises wildlife fears. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.